for the most part, I liked the Wilders. It was difficult not to like the humans who spent their days plotting, hunting, and killing. I could relate to that way of thinking. It was how I'd spent most of my 1,300 years. There were a few who were assholes, but many would say that about me, too. Most of them were friendly and accepted working with us with more ease than I'd anticipated from people who had spent the past 14 years killing demons. After the gateway opened, the Wilders chose to remain in these savage lands and away from the demons and humans residing at the Wall. The Wilders deemed the people living at the Wall, or on the other side of it, a civvy. It didn't matter if those humans were trained soldiers or not. The Wilders thought they were all weak. Ever since the gateway to Hell was closed 2 months ago, we'd been working with the Wilders. During that time, a few of them admitted to me that the chance to take a break from running, and the constant fear they lived with in the wilds, was worth putting aside their animosity towards demons and civvies. No matter if they believed most civvies were just fodder for the demons in the wilds, and the best kind of demon was a dead one, they agreed helping us was the best way to gain a better life for themselves. Over the months, their distrust of us lessened as word spread through the Wilders that they would be safe at the Wall. More groups of them arrived to offer their help. Members of those groups found their way into civvy and demon beds, started to share their food with the civvies, and were teaching us some of their tricks. They kept some of their secrets carefully guarded, but as long as they didn't hurt any of our group or put us in unnecessary danger, they could keep their secrets. If they got someone hurt or killed, I'd make them pay dearly for it before killing them. Then there was Wren, the enigmatic woman who had led the first group of Wilders to the Wall to speak with Coble and strike a deal to help us, if we helped them. Despite the fact Coble placed Bale and me in charge of this mission, Wren mostly refused to acknowledge my existence, which was unfortunate, because as much as I irritated her, she intrigued me. I had no idea what it was about the woman, but I hadn't been able to get her out of my head since first meeting her. However, flirting with her only made her retreat further from me. I'd never had to try with a woman before, or even wanted to try, so I had no idea how to get her to warm up to me. I'd taken this watch to get away from her after I'd found myself focused on her while she draped a small piece of canvas over two branches as she established her sleeping spot for later. The unusual jerkiness to her movements as she worked confused me. She was normally all grace, but she'd been off somehow, and there was a sadness in her eyes that I'd never seen before. When I found myself contemplating pulling her into my arms to comfort her, I decided it was time to get away from her and clear my head. She'd stab me if I tried to touch her, and I was not in the mood for holes in my body today. Breaking a twig off the branch above me, I searched for any hint of an enemy within the shifting shadows of the forest while I absently chewed on the twig. To distract myself from thoughts of Wren, I tried to identify the different tree species around me. When I'd lived in Hell, Earth and its people had fascinated me. I'd spent more time watching them than most demons did. I'd found their species annoying, but I also admired their resilience. Now that I lived on the human plane, I was determined to learn as much about it as I could. My human friend Aaron had been teaching me the different plant and animal life, but without their leaves, I had a difficult time identifying the trees. When my ass went numb from sitting, I pulled the twig from my mouth, tossed it aside, and shifted on the branch to find a more comfortable position. Rough bark broke away beneath me and landed with a soft clatter on the debris below. I kept my hearing, my most well-developed sense, attuned for any new noise as I broke off another twig and popped it in my mouth. I should go back to the camp. I'd been out here longer than necessary for a